Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. So the episode today is something that's been on my mind for a while, which is sharing some tips that can be a game changer for you in public speaking. When I talk about public speaking, it can be anything. It could be a big speech to a giant audience. It could be a presentation within your company. You might be in a conference room talking to a group of people. You might be doing a Zoom presentation. You might be participating in a webinar. Any time where you're trying to get your point across to a group of people, there are certain things that you can do that can grab their attention, that can have those people leave that room or leave that meeting and think that you are fantastic and that you crushed it. And there are other things that you can do that can ruin it for you. Now, here's my flex. Here's me trying to tell you that I'm really cool, even though I know I'm the farthest thing from cool. In my career, I have done over 300 speeches at conferences. I've done a gajillion webinar speeches, meeting presentations, and generally they go pretty well. Now, when I started out, I was so bad. I mean, I was people getting up, walking out of the room bad. I was so boring. It was terrible. And I was like, you know what? I got to take a step back and I got to dissect this thing and I have to figure out what are the things that make you successful when you speak in front of people. And I have come up with a handful of things that I think are game changers. And here's what I promise you. When I go through these, you will realize that you hear almost the exact opposite of what I'm about to say, that people tell you that you should do these things. And I'm going to tell you the opposite that you should do. And I'm telling you, listen to me, because those people are epically boring. So let me go through some of the things that I know that work really, really well to get people to love your presentations, your speeches, anything, anytime that you're presenting. So the first one is the biggest never do when you are speaking publicly, whether that's to a group of people in a conference room, to a speech, to a webinar. Here's the one thing you should never do. Do not start out your presentation by saying, these are the five things that we're going to go over. Or you don't want to say, later on, I'll be discussing blah, blah, blah. Or I will get to this part later. What you never want to do is tell people that you're speaking in front of that there's going to be a lot more stuff coming your way. Because even though there is a lot more stuff coming their way that you're going to be sharing with them, when they hear, this is the first of the five things I'm going to go over, they're like, oh, I can't take it. This is going to be terrible. I don't want to hear five things. Can't I just fast forward? So you don't want to lay the groundwork that you're going to be boring. And almost every time you go to a speech, that is how they start. They tell you, we're going to be going over these six things, and here's the first one. Or later on in my speech, I'm going to address this. Don't say that. That is an attention killer. All right. So what you need to do, though, is grab the attention as early as you possibly can. Take the best thing, your most incredible piece of information, your most incredible tip, your most incredible stat, I don't care what it is, the thing that you think is the most compelling, and you share that first, right out of the gate. Why? Because instantly you're going to be like, oh, everyone's going to sit up in their seat. They're like, wow, that's really interesting. A lot of speakers make the mistake. They save it to the end. By the end, nobody's paying attention. If you didn't start out with something good, they don't care at all. All right. The next most important thing you could do is to get personal during your speech. We all love hearing about what's going on in each other's lives. We want to connect with the person that's presenting. You can show a picture of your family. You could show a picture of your dog. You could show your vacation that you just went on. You could talk about what you had for dinner last night. You can talk about your favorite TV shows. You need to get comfortable sharing your life a little bit, because that is how you instantly connect. Again, this is not just you're speaking in front of a big room. You could be in a conference room. You could be on a webinar. You could be in a classroom. It doesn't matter. Showing who you are as a human, especially in this world that's flooded by AI and garbage that's out there and generic content, the more that you can show that you are a human being and this is what you're into, people connect with you. People feel connected to you, and that is how you win. Another mistake that people do and they make when they're presenting is they try to be funny right out of the gate. You need to earn the right to be funny, to show a meme, to say something funny. You start out, okay, and you say something incredible, the stat, the tip, the idea, whatever it is. Now you got them hooked. Now you want to say something a little funny? That's fine. Go for it. But you can't just come out of the gate with the funny, because then they're going to think you're a clown, and that's not good. Another thing that is a huge mistake is when presenters share examples that are old. You don't want to share any example that's older than 6 months. You just don't, right? Because what happens? You put it on the screen. If I showed you an example from a year ago, 18 months ago, that's another planet, okay? Only in the last 6 months, all your examples should be that up to date. So another one is trying to always be as relatable as humanly possible. Okay, what I mean by relatable is you want to address a pain point always. Things like, isn't it the worst when blah, blah happens? Well, that happens to me too, and here's how you can get over that. Isn't it the worst when your email campaigns go in the junk folder? Well, here's how you resolved it. Isn't it the worst when people go to your landing page and they don't fill it out? Well, here's how you can resolve it, right? Whatever the topic is that you're talking about, you address that major pain point. And you get relatable and you show, hey, I know what you're dealing with. I deal with the exact same thing. And here's exactly how you overcome that. Being relatable is so easy. And that's what we all want. Now, the best thing that you can do as a speaker is to get comfortable saying, I don't know. Right? So you're going to open it up for questions in a conference room, in a classroom, on a Zoom, in a big speech, open up for questions. And someone's going to raise their hand. Now, sometimes people raise their hand and they ask questions that are important, right? And you can answer them. Sometimes people ask questions because they just want to say it out loud to make themselves sound smarter, okay? And then a lot of times they'll ask questions and you don't know the answer. And here's where you can earn credibility with your audience. Is being comfortable saying, I don't know. I don't know. And what you say is, so you know what? That's a great question. I'm not exactly sure of the answer, but why don't you stay after and let's connect and I'm going to do some research and get back to you on it, right? You don't want to just make something up. That's when you look like an absolute fool. A few other things. Make sure that you're always moving your hands, moving your body. People are looking at you this whole time. They need to feel like they're engaged. They need to feel like they're not just looking at a robot standing behind a podium or just not moving at all. The more energy that you bring to your presentation, to your speech, the more energy the other person's going to have receiving that information. They are feeding off of how you are acting. Now, a lot of times people get nervous. Oh, I'm so nervous before I speak. What can I do to not be nervous? Here's the secret hack that anybody can do to not be nervous. Before you start speaking, whether you're in a conference room, a classroom, a big speech, whatever, you talk to one to two people. I usually try to talk to actually two or three people, but you try to talk to one to two people before you get started about little stuff. Oh, what'd you do this weekend? Hi, my name is Jay. Where are you from? Oh my goodness, I've been there. I love that place. Connect with one to two people in your audience, okay? Before you get started, walk out there and talk to them and feel that connection with those people. I promise when you connect to one to two people in the audience, however big or small your audience is, could be an audience of 10 people, doesn't matter. You instantly, your nerves, you calm down because you feel like, oh, I'm talking to people. I'm a person talking to people. These are nice people. They want me to be successful in my presentation, and it calms you down. It makes you feel part of the room. All right. So I know that's a lot of information, but you can do it. We're all nervous when we speak. We all screw up. It doesn't matter. Just keep on going and have fun with it. All right. Before we get into since you didn't ask, which is the ridiculous portion of this podcast. Oh my goodness. I want to let you know that this podcast is exclusively presented by Marigold. Marigold is my email sending platform. It is the number one email sending platform on earth. I send out billions of emails to my agency. I love it. They have a new piece of content that you gotta download, okay? It's called The 7 Tips to Reduce Spam Complaints. And I'm telling you, I've gotten so much out of this content because that's really important. We want our deliverability to be high. We need to reduce our spam complaints. If you wanna get access to this amazing piece of free content, all you have to do is go to jschwedelson.com/marigold. That's my full name, jschwedelson.com/marigold. And you could download it there. And if you want more information on this email sending platform that I use all the time, all you have to do is go to meetmarigold.com. That is meetmarigold.com. Check it out. All right, let's get on to since you didn't ask. You know, right now there's like a drought of good TV. For new listeners, if you don't know this, I watch horrible TV. I like reality TV. That's my jam. But when there's not good reality TV on, I have to watch everything else and it's garbage. So I'm going to tell you some of the stuff I'm watching right now and it's not good. So I tried to watch Three Body Problem on Netflix because I know Netflix spent a lot of money on this thing and it's like this sci-fi thing and everyone's like, watch it, watch it, watch it. It stinks. I'm sorry. I watched 2 episodes. I'm like, this is ridiculous. I bailed on Three Body Problem. I know people will email me saying I'm wrong. I'm not wrong. It stinks. Then everyone's telling me, oh, you got to watch Quiet on Set on Max, which is the documentary thing about all the Nickelodeon shows from like the 80s and 90s and stuff and how they were horrible to all these kids. So I watched the first episode. It was the most disturbing thing on the planet, because as a kid, I watched all these shows and to see all the whacked out things that they were doing makes me sick to my stomach. But I don't know how you watch the whole series because it's very, very, very upsetting. So I don't know. Don't watch Quiet on Set. Then I was like, okay, I got to find something. So then I go back to Netflix and I tried watching Ripley. And this is based on that book. And basically, it's terrible. Okay. I like the movie with Matt Damon, the Talented Mr. Ripley. Great, great movie. That's from a while back. It's the same story as this very, very boring version of Ripley on Netflix. So don't watch that. So in my desperate hunt for reality TV, I started watching Below Deck. This is a good show. I like Below Deck, but the problem is the guests are so rude. This is the thing where they go on the big yachts and they have to cater to these people that come on the yachts for a week and they have to take care of them. And you see all the drama behind the scenes and all, but the guests are so rude. I'm like, why are you so rude? It's terrible. But the show that I'm looking forward to, you're going to be shocked when I tell you, what is the show that I'm most looking forward to coming out? It is on the Food Network. It is called The Supermarket Stakeout. I don't know if you've ever seen this show. It's coming out in a few weeks, okay? This is like, I don't know, third season, whatever it is. This is the best show because what they do is these chefs, they stand outside of the supermarket and then they wait for people to come out with their carts of stuff that they bought. And then they offered them a lot of money saying, I want to buy everything in your cart. Okay. And then the people that are coming out, like if you come out of the shopping cart, they sell it to the chef. And then these two chefs then have to compete. And the only products and stuff they can use, ingredients, or whatever is in the cart of whoever it is they just bought their cart from. And they compete and they try to make the dishes and whatever. I don't know why, but I love it. I love seeing, I mean, it's like a voyeur thing. I love seeing the nonsense that people are buying in their cart. And then I always imagine myself, like if I came out of like the supermarket and they bought my cart, they'd be so horribly like disappointed. They would get like 6 pints of ice cream, cookie dough, some weird cereal, some, I always buy chips that are like, I think are healthy, but I know probably aren't, but they say they're healthy and I just like eating chips. So my cart would be a joke. They would be able to make like nachos with ice cream. I don't know, but I love this show, Supermarket Stakeout on Food Network. So check that out when it comes out. This was really useless. I mean, I've talked about useless things before, but this might be an all-time great. Anyway, thanks for being here. Please leave this thing a review. And if you haven't registered for Guru Conference, the free virtual 2-day marketing event, I'll be there. 20,000 marketers will be there. It is all about email. It is free. GuruConference.com. Please register for it. You are awesome. Thanks for being here. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.